Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Congressman Dr. Ronny Jackson, the former White House physician for Trump and Obama, called on President Biden to immediately undergo a cognitive test, as he believes Biden shows signs of a diminished mind.
You know, after this most recent embarrassing performance overseas, I thought it was time to come out. We can't sit on this any longer. I've been saying this for a year and a half. The precedent has been set, and I'm asking Joe Biden and his medical team to get out there and to get this physical exam done, get this cognitive testing done, and get the results back to the American people. We need to know that we can trust our president, and we need to know that he's in charge of what's going on.
An independent commission in Colorado will reveal a preliminary map of new congressional districts next week, drawing battle lines for the 2022 elections. With Democrats holding a slim 10-seat majority in the House of Representatives, the once-a-decade redistricting is underway across the country after the 2020 census. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
One lawmaker says we should no longer be wearing masks on airline flights. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says forcing people to wear masks on planes is pure theater.
Because, shock of all shocks, science actually means something and vaccines work. This mandate right now is hurting the aviation industry.
Before every flight, passengers are told that masks are required by federal law, which Cruz says that is something that should be determined by Congress. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As New York City gets ready for new leadership just days out from the Democrat mayoral primary, Eric Adams still leads the field, according to the New York Post poll. 1,000 likely Democrat voters were questioned. Extremely hot weather out west this weekend. Also, Louisiana has issued a state of emergency for southern Louisiana because of weather off the Gulf Coast, and it is heading toward land. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frank Bonner, who played Herb Tarlick on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati, has died at the age of 79.
Look, Herb, did you know that it's against the law to discriminate on the basis of sex?
I do everything on the basis.
Ooh, Mr. Macho.
You know, Venus, I'm not real sure I know exactly what macho is, but whatever it is, I'm it.
Family members said Bonner passed away peacefully Wednesday amid a battle with Lewy body dementia. The cover of the next John Madden football video game will feature two players. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The cover of the latest Madden video game will feature Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. They will both appear on the cover of Madden 22 just months after they went against each other in the Super Bowl. Brady came out on top in that matchup as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs. It's been 12 years since the video game's cover was shared by two NFL players.
A little voodoo goes with the cover honor. The Madden Curse, also known as the Madden Cover Jinx, states that the season a player appears on the cover, that player will be cursed with either an injury or poor performance. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, sometimes you just got to stop. You know, hit the pause button. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? So, as my friend used to say, you know, sometimes you got to, pause yourself before you wreck yourself. What can I tell you? Hey, great to have you back with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Fetter joins us now. Bill Fetter and I will be next week in Dallas, Texas for the National Religious Broadcasters. And definitely looking forward to that, Bill. How you doing?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, before we get too deep into American Minute history, which I want to talk to you about, particularly about did Christian states ratify the U.S. Constitution, your most recent one. We got June 19th. I was sharing with Liz Peek earlier from Fox News that, you know, as slow as the government can be, you know, with the bureaucracy and everything like that, boy, you put a federal holiday in front of them and in 2 days they're gone. They can make that happen, right?
Yeah, well, it is tremendous that the Republicans ended slavery. Mm-hmm. The Democrats in the Deep South had Jim Crow laws, black codes that started the KKK, and Republican Lincoln did the Emancipation Proclamation. Republicans pushed through the 13th Amendment ending slavery, 14th Amendment giving rights to freed slaves, 15th Amendment making sure there's no discrimination at the polling. And so it is a great day. But one of the things I think is important is there's a socialist tactic, a Marxist tactic to take over a country.
Mm-hmm.
And you break the country away from patriotism into subgroups, and then you pit the subgroups against each other to cause domestic tensions. And when violence breaks out, that gives the government an excuse to usurp power and flip the government into a dictatorship. And so 45 countries felt the communism that way. And so as much as I'm thrilled that the Republicans ended slavery, I also want to make sure that this day is not co-opted by those that want to sow division.
Well, and this is what the Democrats do. I mean, you know, when it comes to co-opting, they're the ones that create the problems. Then they act like they brought some sort of solution here, and they want all the credit for the very thing that they messed up to begin with.
Right. I mean, it was Ronald Reagan that signed the Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Right.
Right? I mean, he's a Republican.
Right.
And so it was Republican Teddy Roosevelt that had the first black man in the White House for dinner. Mm. It was Democrat Woodrow Wilson that had a viewing of a KKK film in the White House. And Democrat Woodrow Wilson segregated all the federal offices and segregated the military. It was Republican Eisenhower that integrated the military. And it was Democrat George Wallace that stood in front of the school saying, we're not going to have integration. And it was Republican President Eisenhower that sends the federal troops to force them to integrate the schools. So this it's very important that we realize it's not a white-black issue. It's a Democrat-Republican issue.
It really is a political issue. That's really the whole point of all this. And this is why people are getting fed up with it, and they're moving away from, you know, politics. It's kind of like, in a sense, if you go back in Jesus' time, they thought that Jesus was a religious figure. Well, actually, he came to call out, you know, religion, because it wasn't in harmony with God's intent. And this is where we are right now. It's like we need some figure of some sort to call out the politics and put it back where it belongs, because it's outside of its sphere of proper influence. And as a result, we get these goofy things that come up. I mean, look at, I believe that we have been celebrating for a long time, you know, freedom. But it's even like in Jesus' time, Bill, as you recall, Jesus would tell him, you know, once he healed him, now go forth, sin no more, and walk in your healing. And it's almost like I want to say that with the body politic is that, look at you, we have been free. Why do we want to, you know, reconnect with slavery and forfeit the very freedoms that our forefathers, our even grandfathers and dads, you know, fought for, and many paid the ultimate price, which we just celebrated or remembered, I should say, more properly, remembered on Memorial Day. Why would we want to relinquish those?
Right. Well, you know, I tell people that if all you know is the present, you have no predictive ability as to what the future will be. Winston Churchill said, the further back you look, the further forward you are likely to see. Mm. So if we go back and look and we see how countries have been taken over, Athens was an independent city-state, but there was a guy named Philip of Macedon, father of Alexander the Great, and he conquers a place called Amphipolis where there's lots of gold, and he takes the gold and he bribes some citizens of Athens to betray their city. And when they would get together in the market to talk politics, these people would stand up and say, well, wait, let's not get carried away. I hear Philip's not such a bad guy. I hear he's not conquering these other cities like Thebes. He's liberating them. And these paid traders would gather around themselves what Lenin called useful idiots, people that believed the lies. And it so caused internal division in the city of Athens that they couldn't mount a defense, and Philip of Macedon comes up to the walls and takes over the city. And Athens does not get a chance to rule itself again independently for 2,000 years.
Wow.
After Philip comes Alexander the Great, then comes the Greek kings and the Roman emperors, and then the Byzantine emperors, and then the Muslim sultans, and then after World War I, they finally get free, and then they, you know, get conquered by the Nazis, and then they get free, and then they get in debt. And now their fate's not in their own hands because they're all in debt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So people ruling themselves is very rare, and how do you get rid of it? You cause internal division.
Internal division and debt. And here we are, right? I mean, we have the prescribed elements for such, disassemblement, don't we?
Yeah, the debt is interesting. When Lenin, most great empires, they always have debt before they collapse. So the Mongolian Empire under Genghis Khan in the 1200s conquers from Korea to Hungary. It is the biggest empire that planet Earth had ever seen. And he began to issue paper currency. It was the first paper currency in the world. And it was called the yuan. That's why they still call their currency the yuan. But he didn't have it backed with gold, and he just kept printing it and printing it until finally the yuan dynasty collapsed. And then we have the Spanish Empire. As long as they're getting gold from Peru, they're doing fine. But then when that cuts off, they continued to live high on the hog, and they got in debt and then collapsed. And then the Ottoman Empire, right? It was enormous, but they were living off of taxing the Christians. And when the Christian populations diminished, they still were living high, and they didn't have the income. And the same thing with the Russians. We defeated the Russians because we forced them to try to keep up with us with our military spending. They couldn't. They got in debt. We're doing to ourselves what we had done to the Russians.
Why can't we figure this out, Bill? I mean, this is, it just seems so obvious. I mean, we just choose to ignore history. And, as another historian said, the problem with history is that it just keeps repeating itself regardless, right?
Yeah, each time it comes around, though, it's a little bit worse.
Yeah, it seems to be. I guess maybe because of, you know, new technology and, of course, communication channels and all that, we just keep coming up with better ways to create man-made pain, I guess. We've got more from Bill Federer, yes, the founder proprietor of the American Minute, right here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with the one and only Bill Federer, yes, from American Minute fame and publisher and author. Bill, as we were discussing, you know, previously, the history of, you know, the takeovers of countries, and, you know, we look back in history, and as you say, the further back we go, the better perspective we have on where we are right now, and understanding that there's nothing new under the sun. You know, a lot of times, you know, people are talking in terms of socialism and communism, and I'm not sure people in America are really even understanding what that means. What do you say?
Yeah, socialism is a cultural bait and switch. Mm-hmm. It promises heaven, delivers hell. I tell people, imagine if older fish could tell younger fish to stay away from shiny things dangling in the water,
right?
Like hooks.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So every new generation of fish sees this little shiny thing, they're attracted to it and caught. Socialism is a shiny thing. Mm-hmm. Free food, free clothes, free education, free welfare. Free is attractive, but there's a hook there. Mm-hmm. I love the quote from Gerald Ford. He said, the government that's big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take away everything you have.
Yes, exactly.
And so I did a book. It's called Socialism, the Real History from Plato to the Present. And I go all the way back to the you know, Greek city-states. I go through the French Revolution. But then, you know, the interesting chapters of after World War II and this idea that you had these new countries coming out of the post-war crises, and they're piecing their lives together. They have new leaders, and the Soviets want to take advantage of the disrupted situation, and they send in KGB agents who do critical theory. That is the term Karl Marx used. Mm-hmm. They would do critical economic theory. It comes from this word that Immanuel Kant did with the critique of pure wisdom. And so mm-hmm. Marx wrote a critique of the political economy. And so this word critique is where we get the word critical. Mm-hmm. And so you would examine the country and identify the groups. The cultural groups, the racial groups, the economic groups, and you would pit them into, classify them as victims and oppressors, haves and have-nots. And then they would organize them to protest, that they would always escalate into violence and rioting. Why? Because as soon as violence and bloodshed happens, all reason goes out the window and people react emotionally.
Exactly.
I had my friend killed, my brother killed. And so now you can, once they're in the emotional realm, it's easy to manipulate them. It's called fear mongering or race baiting. And then they would stir them up until there's this domestic crisis. They would co-opt the media with bribes and threats to blame the new leader of the new country for all the problems. And then they would find weak links in the military and in the administration. And when the country gets panicky enough, they would do a coup or a rigged election, replace the leader with a Soviet puppet. The violence would suddenly subside and everybody would be happy for a minute until they realized that they just gave up their free country and now they're a satellite of the Soviet Union. 45 countries fell to communism with these tactics. The only difference this time around is they're being used on us.
Yes, exactly. And we're not necessarily a satellite of the of a specific communist country. We're a satellite, I guess, what seems to be the indication of some globalist effort.
Right, yeah. So it's got, you know, Chinese fingers involved in it, potentially Russian, but it's the ultimate goal is global.
Right, exactly. Well, and there are lever pullers behind this because, you know, when you look at America First and what Donald Trump brought to the country in, you know, making America great again, what's the difference in theory between what Donald Trump was saying in America First and China? I mean, China wants to be first. That still doesn't take you down the globalist road. And I think President Xi and the Chinese down the road are going to be quite surprised when they thought they were going to be the lever pullers, and they're not, that you still have this globalist power. There's always an entity that's stronger than the prevailing power, isn't there?
Right. And you know, Sharia Islam has a globalist goal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, so all these, and there's no honor among thieves. It's like the old bank robber movies where there are three guys dividing up the money, and then the one guy pulls out a gun and shoots one of the guys. And the second guy is like shocked. And then he goes, oh, well, we'll just divide it up two ways. And then he pulls out the gun and shoots that guy. Right. So they'll use each other, but they, and so this, it goes all the way back to Nimrod, Tower of Babel, this lust for power. It's just playing out in its full fruition. Historically, though, good people rise up with courage and resist it. You know, the King of England was the most powerful king on the planet at the time. He was a globalist. The sun never set on the British Empire. And America's founders had courage and backbone, and they said, no, we're not going to give in to this guy. And they, and sort of like Gideon or, you know, Joshua going into the promised land or Moses against Pharaoh or David against Goliath. It's always courageous little nobodies that stand up against this. And so that's why you're seeing, beginning to see states stand up to this usurping of power by the federal government.
Exactly.
We had Missouri saying, we passed a law that the federal government can't take away our guns. It's the Second Amendment. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And the federal government wants to usurp that and take it away. But it's the nature of usurping is they bluff you or threaten you. You know, it's like a little kid, a toddler, that picked up a very sharp, big knife. And he's like, just, you know, got it in his hand. The adult will tell that kid anything to get him to put that knife down. I'll give you some candy. I'll give you some ice cream. We'll take you to McDonald's. We'll have to go to the park and play. As soon as the kid puts the knife down, all bets are off. And
yes.
The parent grabs the kid and says, don't you ever pick up that. Right? And so they will tell us anything to take away our Second Amendment rights and our freedom of speech and all of our freedoms. They'll say, well, we're going to take away your freedoms, but we're doing this to make you safer. We're going to take away this freedom, that, but we're doing it for your. But once we let down our freedoms, all bets are off. It's going to be like China rolling into Hong Kong and pulling out a list of everybody that they're going to detain and lock up, and you'll never see them again.
Exactly. Well, and look what we're seeing right now. I mean, we've got political prisoners, Bill, everyday citizens who went to the Capitol to exercise their right as citizens. Sure, some people broke the law. If you broke the law, okay, you pay the consequence. But right now, we have hundreds of people incarcerated right now, some experiencing solitary confinement for months on end, that are just stagnating here in the United States of America. We're not talking the Uyghurs. I mean, the Uyghurs are a whole nother deal that the international community flat out ignored here at the G7 and NATO recently, you know, which is just astounding to me. I mean, this is like, you know, this is Hitler's Germany all over again.
Yeah, and there's disturbing video footage that was recently released of 16 men dressed in complete black with backpacks, with all kinds of, you know, riot-type gear breaking into the U.S. Capitol.
Right.
And pictures of the January 6th Trump rally, there's nobody dressed in complete black.
Exactly.
Right? Face, hats, everything. And it's like, okay, is this break-in a spontaneous response to something Trump said? Where do these 16 guys come from that are breaking in the window? And then Tucker Carlson was bringing out how Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, and how their normal tactic is to, instead of observing people that are about to commit a crime, they would set up stings, like how they caught the pagan motorcycle gang that were killers, and they would have somebody infiltrate it and egg them on to do something violent so they'd be caught in the act. Finds out that, did the FBI have people that were actually instigating the breaking in, and there were innocent Trump people that thought they were just being let in out of the cold because it was freezing that day.
Right.
But it was this idea that something was organized that was not spontaneous. How much did Mike Pence know about this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, how much did these guys know? Were they totally clueless? Some questions need to be answered.
Well, there's no doubt. And as you said, there is an incredible amount of video footage that is being withheld. And some of the video footage that we've been able to see so far by private party is quite revealing. But the mainstream media, legacy media, wants nothing to do with it. But, hey, it's the nature of the truth, and they're trying to do everything they can to squash it. Thank you, Bill Fetter.
Your songs and stories.
Thank you.
Soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Congressman Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the former White House physician for Trump and Obama, called on President Biden to immediately undergo a cognitive test, as he believes Biden shows signs of a diminished mind.
You know, after this most recent embarrassing performance overseas, I thought it was time to come out. We can't sit on this any longer. I've been saying this for a year and a half. The precedent has been set, and I'm asking Joe Biden and his medical team to get out there and to get this physical exam done, get this cognitive testing done, and get the results back to the American people. We need to know that we can trust our president, and we need to know that he's in charge of what's going on.
An independent commission in Colorado will reveal a preliminary map of new congressional districts next week, drawing battle lines for the 2022 elections. With Democrats holding a slim 10-seat majority in the House of Representatives, the once-a-decade redistricting is underway across the country after the 2020 census. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez, great to have you here with us. Also great to have my good friend Russ Jones, 40-year award-winning journalist, correspondent, media analyst, and media consultant. And Russ has been continuing as the executive producer of Abide, and he's going to tell us more about it. It's a Christian prayer and meditation app. I guess that's probably the proper way to present it, right, Russ?
Well, yeah, you did good there, Bill. It's good to be with you here again. And wow, do people need to take a deep breath these days? You know,
yes.
People are uncertain about the world we're living in. It probably, at least for us older folks, looks a little different than we recall as children. So it definitely is an interesting time to be in this space. Lots of folks are dealing with issues like fear, worry, and anxiety.
Yeah, and we've been conditioned for, 15 months of fear and anxiety. And what does it look like? I mean, even to the point, it's almost like we have Punxsutawney Phil's, all around the planet here, but particularly here in America, looking out to see if they see their shadow, if it's safe to come out yet. Do they keep their mask on or not? And, you know, do they get, for some that are still dealing with vaccinations and those who have, you know, got the disease that are all part of the herd immunity equation, where do they stand? And it seems like the government hasn't quite figured out how to deal with that number, although if you follow the science, the scientists themselves, Russ, are saying that, if you've had the COVID, you're actually better off than somebody who's been injected, right?
Right, yeah, I've heard that. And, you know, Bill, I'll give you another movie, The Truman Show. Yes. You remember the
trip? Yes, right, exactly.
Where the main character was living in a kind of a made-up Hollywood set. And sometimes it does feel a little bit like that, what's real and what isn't real. But for the believer, we do know that our Creator God and our Lord and Savior Jesus is the truth that we can depend on. So we use this app, you know, on iPhones and Androids. The irony, this technology that may in many cases cause a great deal of stress because we're so available, right? And we feel guilty if I don't take that call or if I don't respond to that text right away. Somebody sending us a meme about COVID or the pandemic or whatever it is, and it just further adds to our pain. So we try to use this app in a redemptive way to redeem the very technology that may be causing us a lot of stress in the first place. So we put together these daily meditations, and the stats on sleep disorders and insomnia are just skyrocketing right now. So we use scripture to help people go to sleep at night. We put about 150,000 people to sleep every night. Bill, there's you know, there are people that have been fired for putting people to sleep.
Reported. Yeah, but this is a good thing, and it's pragmatic. And as you say, you know, our country has been overstimulated for a long time. And these devices, these electronic devices that are owning our world and influencing our psychology, I mean, what is the benefit? What is the dividend? But this is where Abide comes in, because we take something that is not necessarily meant for the common good, and we're using it for the common good, right?
That's exactly right. And what's really cool here, Bill, is two former Google employees, Christians living in San Francisco.
Of all places.
Google, raised some money, and now this thing is, you know, 50,000 to 75,000 people download the Abide app every month for the very first time. And I can tell you this, it's not because they got their act all together. It's not because their world is great. They're looking for a sanctuary. They're looking for a place where they can go to get relief from this insanity. Just recently, I actually preached on this topic of grief, and not necessarily attached to losing someone due to death, even though that does provide grief, but grief in just not knowing what kind of world we're living in. Grief of losing relationships over politics. Grief of not having grief of having kids that maybe don't want to have a relationship with us because of what we stand for, or any number of things. So we deal with those kind of topics, and they tend to be a little heavy, but we leave the preaching to pastors. We just use scripture to bring people to a better place.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Russ, you know, you're filling a need, because not all churches are consistent. And I'll let whatever, I'll let that shoe fit on whatever church it's supposed to fit on, okay? I'm not going to make a broad brush statement. And you know, if you belong to a church and you are not being fed, you know, the serious meat and the mature message of the Bible, because right now we are in perilous times, as you said earlier. It's no big surprise to God. We've been warned about this. The book of Isaiah said there will be a time when that which is evil will be called good, that which is good is called evil. So why would God tell us that times like that were going to come?
Exactly. And these issues, they're there. I recently went to the Christian Music Broadcasters Convention in Orlando, and man, I was ministered to. I was refreshed, and a lot of these Christian music artists, they've had 15 to 18 months stored up in their homes, and they've been writing. And they've been writing away. And one of the artists said, "Man, I don't know about you, but I need a church that's more like a 12-step program. You know, not a church that ignores pain." That's in the pews. And Bill, the truth is, you know, more than 300 million people live with depression, which is up some 18 to 20% from 20 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So what is that telling? What's that telling us?
Well, it's telling us that, we may have more information on mental health issues than we have in years past. Or it's not a stigma like it used to be. I remember as a kid, oh no, if I go to a therapist, that's just not good. And
exactly.
Certainly don't tell anybody about your problems. And, you know, as a childhood, if there was a divorce, you didn't talk about that, or an out of marriage, pregnancy, those are just all, those aren't part of God's plan. Please hear me.
Right.
But, the way we used to deal with some of those issues weren't very healthy. But I also think the news media and just all the news today, we know more. We're on information overload. And social media, Bill, it's at its root, it's very narcissistic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know? Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guilty taking selfies, taking pictures, and, you know, sometimes maybe missing the moment because I was too busy taking a picture so I could post it on Facebook or Instagram. You know, I'm single-handedly the reason why all the young people left Facebook, because I got tired of seeing what I was having for lunch, you know?
Well, it's like anything. It is a process, and it defines preference. As we go through the use and abuse of anything, whatever it is, social media, go down the line, the political process, hopefully and prayerfully, we're smart enough to pull out of these experiences the things that serve us in a manner to which glorifies God. And what glorifies God are the things that are healthy for us. They are those right things that God talked about with Cain. If you do right, will it not go well for you? So those are the things that are there. They're still there, but it's up to us to decide what it is that we want to plug into. But if you're off balance, if you're overly depressed, overly stimulated, and you're not living to godly ideals, that's when we make bad choices and regrettable ones,
yep.
Right?
Absolutely. And, you know, this practice of Christian meditation, it's often overlooked. And frankly,
some people think it's New Age or something like that. But that's what prayer is. This is what prayer is about. Well, Russ, how can people get involved? We've got to wrap things up. So give them a website and how they can subscribe and enjoy the benefits of Abide.
Yeah, people can just simply go to their favorite app store and look for the Abide Bible and Sleep Meditation app, either on the Google Play or App Store. It's free to download, and then there's a place if folks want to go even deeper, an annual fee.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Since 1983, the Tide Ministry has been airing a single program in Zimbabwe called Amakuku Evangeli, which means precious gospel. Now God has opened the door for us to soon begin broadcasting 12 hours of gospel programming daily across Zimbabwe. This extended broadcast time is a result of a developing partnership with an educational organization called Enhanced Access to Great Learning Experiences. They will supply the broadcasting license and transmitter with a Tide studio in Zimbabwe, providing the labor, equipment, and production facilities, and together we'll split 24 hours of daily broadcast time. This partnership is part of our 75th anniversary Diamond Vision to amplify ministry initiatives and bring glory to God as we steward His ministry. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and our vision to tell even more people about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Bill Martinez, live.
Good day, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. Back with us is Rick Eldridge, producer and CEO of Independent Film House, Real Work Studios, and we have a lot of projects to talk about because Rick, in his normal pace, just keeps on running. Rick, that's what you do, right?
Love what we do. Yep, I love telling stories.
Well, that's good. Well, I guess your film, When We Last Spoke, has received 5 awards, some great success. Tell us about that, because we're also going to talk about your project with Pat Boone as well.
Yeah, well, we talked a little bit about When We Last Spoke. I believe last time we were together, we were just in the process of releasing it, and we did a Fathom release, which was right in the middle of COVID. considering that, we actually had a good response, not the fantastic response, but once we hit the Amazon Prime with the movie, it did about 4 times our projections, so which was fantastic. And since then, we've set up a Hallmark release that's later this summer. We did a premiere on the Up TV network a month ago. Mm-hmm. And we hit the DVD on an exclusive with Walmart, mm-hmm. and they've just been selling through like crazy. So we're very pleased with the film and how well it's done.
Well, that's excellent. And to think about, like you said, in the middle of, COVID, all that we've gone through in the last 15 or so months, and it looks like there's light, real light at the end of the tunnel here. And, so thank God for that. So we may be getting back to normal, although there's some powers that, they kind of like to keep us under control, and they want to keep normal away from us for a while. But that's okay. We believe in something a lot more powerful than them, so we'll be okay.
Right. We know who's in control. That's right.
Amen. Amen. Hey, let's talk about this new movie, Mulligan, which stars Pat Boone.
Yeah, Mulligan was based on a book by Ken Blanchard, who has written, The One-Minute Manager and just, hundreds of business leadership books. And he wrote along with Wally Armstrong, who was a 20-year touring pro. The concept of the story was really around the game of life and golf being basically a metaphor or a parable for the game of life. And, we have this mystical character who's the old pro who, sits up on the deck of the country club. And Paul, our main character, is a very successful business, but everything else in his life is just messed up. You know, he's his kids hate him. His wife's, you know, they're divorcing and just a lot going on there. And he goes to this tournament to impress a couple business guys and winds up playing with Tom Lehman. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to impress Tom with how great his golf game is and how successful he is. And he just blows it full time. He just winds up breaking his putter over his knee. And at which point Tom Lehman comes up and puts his arm around him and says, you know, you're not really that good to get that mad.
Exactly.
And then introduces him to this old pro who is Pat Boone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the old pro basically he thinks is going to fix his golf game, but winds up giving him a do-over in life. And that's what a mulligan is. It's
exactly.
You get another shot, you know.
Yes.
You get to hit another one. And so it's a fantastic metaphor and a parable of life and really a parable of Christ because we've all got a do-over or two because of his grace.
Exactly. So you have Pat Boone playing the golf version of Yoda with all his wisdom, you know, to recenter the aspiring successful individual. And along the way, the mulligan is not just about golf, as you say, it's about the entirety of his life. And, you know, God does give us the best mulligans, doesn't he?
He sure does. He really does. We had a fantastic cast. You know, Paul was played by Eric Close. Eric was in the TV series Nashville for about 7 seasons as a star of that. He did Magnificent Seven. He's just done tons of film and television over his years and was a perfect character for Paul. We had Tanya Christensen, who plays his wife. And Tanya was one of the principal characters in I Still Believe a few years back. Many will remember her from that. But it's a very diverse cast. We introduced kind of an international flair and an element with a character, Derek Wong, who was, believe it or not, his debut was during MASH. He was one of the principal characters in MASH.
Oh, wow.
And, so Derek plays this Asian character who is kind of a juxtaposition with Paul and his business internationally. And so there's multiple layers to the story, but really it all centers around God's compass and God's grace and pulling us back to that and really giving us a chance to make right what we've done wrong, which is such a great parable of life.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, this cast that you've been able to assemble, wow, what a blessing. That had to be a further indication of, you know, a divine providence being involved with this whole project.
It really was. And, you know, Mark Fincannon at the Atlanta Pinewood Studios helped us with casting. And the story really spoke for itself. I mean, there are quite a few people. I've known Pat for a long time. I've known Eric for a while, and we've wanted to work together. And but mostly and more than anything, I think they resonated with the story. It's just such a great way to tell the story of God's grace and forgiveness through something that we all can kind of identify with.
You know, Pat is such a character, and he's just a sweet man. He's just been genuine throughout his entire career. It was really interesting, Rick, last year when I had him on, I said, oh my goodness, Pat, you know, I remember you as a kid growing up, and I'll never forget April Love. And he started singing April Love.
You know, all you've got to do, Pat had so many hits. I mean, if you look back at his career, I mean, he was rivaling Elvis, you know, during those days with his hits. And all you've got to do is remind him of a song and you're going to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
And he did that on set. I mean, 2 or 3 times we were in the middle of the movie and he just broke out in song. And there was one time it was so perfect. My director looked at me and said, Rick, can we clear that song? I said, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, well, hey, just get it on tape. We'll figure it out later, huh? Do what you can.
Go.
Get it on
there
film. Yeah, that's good. But yeah, he's such a character, and he's, you know, still so active in his life, and
really is.
And you know, it's almost like he's had another life to him now, and you know, of course, since he lost his wife of many years, and you know, we grieved with him, you know, through you know, through her passing. And
there was a period of time there where he basically took care of Shirley, and
that's exactly
what he did for the majority of his time. And he let everything else kind of go. And I think he does see this. I mean, he just did a new record. He's recording. Mm-hmm. He did our movie, and then just very anxious to get out in the marketplace and let people know, that he's here and that he's still got something to say. And
mm-hmm.
He brought it every day. I mean, 87 years old, and he didn't miss a line. He was always up, had plenty of energy,
mm-hmm.
and was just a fantastic person to work with.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, the release of this movie is going to be next year, correct?
It'll be second quarter of next year. We haven't mm-hmm. Zeroed in on the date yet. It will be a wide theatrical.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have an Amazon Prime deal as well right behind that. So we're just looking for that right slot somewhere in that second quarter. The hint is it'll be around the Masters.
I was going to say. It'll be a good time for it.
Window when we start thinking about golf, and there mm-hmm. you go.
Well, there it is. Well, for some of us, we never stop thinking of golf, but, that's why I go see a therapist, Rick, you know.
Well, you can have all the mulligans you want.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, I know. God reminds me of that quite often, although I try to be stingy with him, you know, so I try to play him straight up myself whenever I can. But again, congratulations on Mulligan. I look forward to, seeing the movie and what else you got working on down the line? What's up next, Rick? Because you never stop.
Oh, boy. We've got an animation project that's really of a Pixar scope that I'm working on called Manny T.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 2 years out, but I'm doing it with a close friend in Canada. He and I did a show many years ago for Zondervan called Legend of the Candy Cane,
mm-hmm.
and really enjoyed Chris and his background. And he's been running EA Sports programming for many, many years, and retired from that, and we put this story together, and it's an amazing story with some great music, some great musical guests that'll be a part of it. But that I'm working on. I've got a couple other stories that we're developing I can't really talk about yet, but mm-hmm. I'm hoping to shoot another live action feature this fall. So just excited to be able to do what I do.
They just keep on coming, huh, Rick?
They do. You know, it's a matter of, I love doing what I do. And I tell people all the time, when it quits being fun and quits making a difference, maybe I'll quit. But I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Well, that's good. Well, it's great to have you around. Great to have your product again. Remind everybody, we've got his film when we last spoke. It didn't, because we weren't at normal, it didn't get the big theater release. It was a phantom event. And it's really been catching on. It continues to hold the attention of so many. And the awards are, have been coming for Rick and for the team when we last spoke.
Right.
And Rick, how can they still watch and connect with when we last spoke?
You can catch it on Amazon Prime. You can catch it at Christian Cinema. Of course, the networks are playing it, both on television and Hallmark. Or if you just want a copy, go to Walmart or Target, and they've got them sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, exactly. And stay tuned because we'll have more updates on his new film, which is set to be released probably second quarter next year, just around the Masters. Perfect timing. Titled Mulligan, which stars Pat Boone, amongst many others. Rick, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected. Especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.